Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for February 22nd. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Charles S. Fleet, Jr.
Good evening, church, family, friends. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you have blessed us with and for keeping us in your care. For when we arose early this morning, we asked you for your guidance and your protection and safety to keep us and to help us through this day. We thank you for the shelter, clothing, and food you have provided us with. We thank you for the safe passage wherever he went. Praying for our families and loved ones for their safety and well-being and keeping them in your care that we will make it safely through this day. Thanking you, Lord, for each and every one on the line tonight. Praying that they have had a good day, a blessed day. Praying for their family and their friends that they are safely home. Praying, O Lord, that you will bless Sal with church members, each and every one, that they will have a good night. Thanking you for our church and its existence for 159 years, O Lord. Continue to bless us and keep us. Help us, O Lord, to go through the process of finding a new shepherd. Thanking you for our ancestors who have brought us to this far, for their sacrifices. For the many mountains that they have crossed and the rivers they have crossed, but we are still here. I thank you for each and every one, O Lord. Praying for those who are sick and shut in, and those who are under the shadow of the roof. And as we go forth, O Lord, I pray that you will help us to be concerned about the sick and the shut-in and those that are going through something that they need help with. Praying for the official board, the trustee board, the deaconess board, and the deacon board. And thanking you, Lord, for the people who are help bringing us the services throughout the week. Bless them and strengthen them, O Lord. And I pray for this country and the leadership of this country, pray for the people of Turkey and Syria, the people of South Sudan, the people of Ukraine. Wherever there is turmoil and strife, oh Lord, bless them. And I just want to say thank you again for your mercy and grace on all of us. And I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Deaconess Barbara Dryden Stenard.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I will be reading Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 16. That's Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 16. And it reads as follows. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. God's words are blessed. Amen.
Deacon Reginald Hardman, Sr. will lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come this evening first and foremost to thank you for this day, for this hour of prayer. We thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us throughout the day. You allowed us to assemble here in this fashion just to worship you. And we say thank you. Thank you for the word that was read from the book of Matthew. Thank you for the reader of your word. We ask you to let your word sink deep into the depths of our heart, that it may grow and flourish, that we may touch someone along life's highway. We know, Lord, that we're not perfect, but we are your children. And we want to be better today than we were yesterday, and better still tomorrow. We know we can do all of that if you are with us. And you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. I know no man can pluck us out of your hand. So we say thank you so very much. We thank you for our church and our church family. We thank you for each and every member. We're asking you to bless us collectively and individually. Bless our homes, our families, our loved ones. Help us, Father, to be on this journey and to spread your word and not be ashamed to tell the world that you sent your Son to live, die, and die for us, that we may have the right to the tree of life. We thank you, Lord, because you've been better to us than our sins deserve. We know that, Father, that you love us beyond words. And we said, we're mighty grateful. Lord, help us that we may be on this journey, not for ourselves, but that we may glorify you in everything we say, do, and think. Father, we keep you in mind first and foremost. We love you, Lord. We praise and honor you. We lift you up and magnify your name because you are worthy. Thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. But we have enough words to say how joyful our hearts are right at this moment. But we say, Father, that if there's anything that we are that in our hearts that shouldn't be, ask you to take it out right now and replace it with your love. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Deacon Kenneth Brooks Sr. will lead us in prayer.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing the First Baptist Church family together. Heavenly Father, you promised where two or three are gathered, you are in the midst. Lord, we welcome you amongst us this evening. We ask you, Heavenly Father, that you would strengthen us and restore us and inspire us with your love. Heavenly Father, we pray to be closer to you. Prepare our hearts and minds and soul to receive your grace. Continue to bestow your mercy upon us, Heavenly Father. I pray for those who are hurting and going through a storm right now, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, let them know that you are a waymaker. And nothing is too big or too small for you to handle, Heavenly Father. Make us wise to understand your ways and faithfully walk in your path, Heavenly Father. May Jesus shine his light in our hearts and help us love each other. First Baptist, God cares for us. He cares enough to help us and strengthen us, to bless us and make us a success. Believe God. Believe his word. The trials of our lives, as well as our blessings, to make us the people we should be, to make us a better person. Heavenly Father, please let our prayers touch someone on the line tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection, followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Evangelist Cassandra Santos Dryden, who is an evangelist, pastor, and founder of Scripture Whispers Ministry, as well as the wife of Deacon Cecil Dryden.
I'm at my best when I'm at my worst. I pass the test even when I don't come in first. And sometimes I win when the score says I lose. 'Cause even in my weakness, I still have you. I still have joy when I'm feeling pain. I'm moving up when my life has clearly fallen down again. Sometimes I win when the score says you lose. 'Cause even in my weakness, I still have you. You are the one who puts my light in the sun. You're the one who traits the stars in the sky when the and you always know what to do. 'Cause even in my weakness, I still have you. Oh, you are the one who puts the light in the sun. And you're the one who drapes the stars in the sky when the sun. Even in my weakness,
grateful that in my weakness. Thank you, Lord, that even in my weakness, I still have.
Good evening, First Baptist family. I thank First Baptist family for the opportunity to come before you this evening. The title of the message for tonight is Real Love. What is it? Real love. What is it? As I prepared for today's intercessory prayer meeting, I asked the Lord to write in my heart and my spirit the inspirational message for you today. All of us know this scripture by heart, John 3:16, King James Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But most of us forget about John 3:17, King James Version. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Do you know what real love is? All of us think we have felt real love. Let us step into the music world for a moment. Most of us have heard music that describes how love might feel. There are many songs that describe searching for love, like What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. It's the only thing that there is just too little of. This was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, and sung by Dionne Warwick. There are also songs that ask about love. Take, for instance, Real Love by Mary J. Blige. Her lyrics state that she is searching for a real love, someone to set my heart free, a real love. She is searching for someone or something to complete her request for real love. The next song that comes to mind talks about the desire to feel love from a person. This song was written by Foreigner. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is. Let's talk about love. I want you to show me. All right, now, let's get back to the spiritual world. Now, let's go back to Scripture. In John 3:16 and 17, God had already told us and shown us what real love is. He sent his only Son to die on a cross to pay our sin debt in full. What kind of love does God have for us? He has the only kind of love that is unconditional, never changing, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even after he created Adam and Eve, and they sinned, he still loved them and showed them love. Grace and mercy are two ways God's love is shown to us. Grace is where we receive unmerited divine favor and don't receive what we deserve. But God gives us what we don't deserve, the gift of salvation. Coming from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 9, King James Version. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Mercy shows up in the believer's life at the moment of salvation, where God forgives us our sins, as Jesus Christ's death on the cross paid our penalty in full. Psalm 136, verses 1 through 2, King James Version states, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Our Father, who is in heaven, loved us when he created us. He loved us as we grew, and he loves us in spite of how we walk. Those whom the Father loves, he chastises and corrects us to get back on the right path. We have real love, but don't know how to accept it or deal with it because the world says different. God gave us real love. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. A spiritual song which states the whole truth and nothing but the truth is the song Jesus is Love, written by Lionel Richie. The lyrics are as follows. Father, help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know he's mine forever in my heart. Yes, my family, Jesus is love. God created a special place in each of us that can only be filled by him. No man, woman, or child will ever complete you or fill this special place but him. You will find God when you are seeking him. He will draw near to you. He is always with you and will never leave you. He stands at the door of your heart and he knocks. Won't you open up the door and let him into your heart? As written in the scripture, beginning in John, chapter 4, verses 4 through 42, King James Version. Jesus asked the Samaritan woman for a drink of water. The woman asked Jesus, didn't he know, because he was a Jew, he was not supposed to ask her for a drink of water? Jesus told the Samaritan woman that whosoever drinketh of this water, which she had, shall thirst again. But that whosoever drinketh of the water I give shall never thirst. Once the Lord told her about her life that consisted of five husbands, including the current man that she was living with, who was not her husband, she was astonished and said, I believe thou art a prophet. She stated that she knew the Messiah, Jesus Christ, was coming. And Jesus told her that I am he. The woman dropped her water pot and ran into town to tell everyone to come see about a man who told me all the things I ever did. She was the first evangelist to tell of God's love, his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Why am I mentioning the Samaritan woman? Because she had been looking for real love and didn't find it until she met Jesus. Hallelujah. Just as the woman at the well, the first evangelist, proclaimed Jesus' name, you too can proclaim his name and his love if you only accept him and ask him to come into your life. Amen. Now let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we humbly thank you for your blessing, your sacrifice of your only begotten Son. We thank you for sending him to pay our penalty, to die on the cross. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives inside of each one of us and is sealed in us until the day of redemption. We thank you for your love and forgiveness, and we ask for your continued blessing upon us. Lord, bless us, cover, and keep us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you.
I feel protected in His arms. Never disconnected in His arms. I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be.
Our lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds to show appreciation to Evangelist Dryden and her message. Please try to quiet all background noise while the line is unmuted for 20 seconds.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful job. God bless you, sister. Be strong in Christ. Keep believing. Trusting in God.
Thank you for telling us about falling in love with Jesus. Thank you.
Everyone else. Thank you.
I have a few announcements to make. The First Baptist Church Virtual Health Ministry Heart Health event is this Thursday, tomorrow, February 23rd, at 712 Randolph Street. The time is 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And at this event, you will encounter 5-medicine COVID-19 vaccination, a blood pressure screening, chair aerobics, and free giveaways. Please call 202-765-2513 to register for this event and receive a gift card. Walk-ins are also welcome too. Again, this is a First Baptist Church Virtual Health Ministry Heart Health event tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Baptist Church. Please call 202-765-2513 to register and to receive a free gift card. On Sunday, February 26th, from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., at First Baptist Church in Ida Clark Hall, there will be a heart-to-heart event. Please join us for an informative discussion on heart disease with Birdie Merriweather Times, BSNRN MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Following the presentation, we will have a half-hour fitness class with instructor David Cook, so bring your comfy clothes and sneakers. Three raffle prizes will be given away: a blood pressure machine, Get Moving gift basket, and healthy eating gift basket. For more information and to register for this event, please call Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry at 301-537-0499. Again, you must contact Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry at 301-537-0499 to register for this event on Sunday. If you are looking for something else to do this Sunday after you finish worshiping the Lord and getting your heart healthy, I encourage you to come to the PG Public Playhouse at 4 p.m. to experience the majestic sounds of the Heritage Signature Chorale as we take you on a musical journey through the artistic creativity of African American choral composers. Again, this event is at the PG Public Playhouse at 4 p.m. I have a message from Sister Dana Anderson regarding the Pastoral Appreciation and Birthday Gala. We're excited about the preparation for our Pastoral Appreciation and Birthday Gala, and we want to remind you that this is a formal affair, so please come dressed in your finest attire. If you are supposed to be seated with specific people, please contact fdtcelebrations@gmail.com or call 202-524-0749. Again, if you are supposed to be seated with specific people, like I want to be seated with Sister Darlene Williams and her family, so I need to reach out to fdtcelebrations@gmail.com or call 202-524-0749 and let them know what I want. I have a message from Sister Karima Robinson regarding the youth and young adult reunion bowling event that occurred this past Sunday. She wants to thank all of the youth leaders for spreading the word about the event, and a special thanks to all of the youth and young adults for attending the event. There were over 60 people to show up with 49 bowlers. So this event was a huge success, and it was great to see kids that grew up in the church. Look out and get ready for the next youth and young adult event. I understand also that there are plenty of bragging rights to go around. The best dressed bowler was Deacon Charles Fleet, and apparently Reverend Young did what he said he was going to do in church several weeks ago and was the champion with the highest score of, well, you know what, I'm going to let him tell his story. So when you see Reverend Young, let him know that, okay, I guess he's a good bowler. But that those bragging rights can easily be taken away from him at the next event. For remarks and prayers, we will have Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. First of all, I'd like to say thanks to Evangelist Cassandra Santo Driving for giving us a mighty opportunity tonight in receiving God's word. Her message was right on time. real love, what is it? We all know that Jesus taught and lived real love. And we know that love is consistent and it never gives up. And we ought to think tonight how God is calling us to live like this, not just on Sundays, not on some days, not on holidays, but every day. So thank you, Sister Dryden. Thank you for reminding us and giving us a word tonight that should stay in our hearts for days to come, and that we may be able to live out the glory of God. Thank you so much again. We know that Reverend Young is away tonight, so I'll be trying to fill in his shoes, but I know that he's away and he's thinking of us right now. Thank you for Sister Cynthia for reminding us of all those events. I did want to uplift Sunday coming up. Will be our Black History Day, February 26th at 10 a.m. We will dress in the African attire and sing the songs of Zion and welcome Reverend Dr. Marquez Ball, pastor of Uplift Church in Hyattsville, to be our special guest to close out the month. Come out and worship with us and share with us in the worship virtually on YouTube, Facebook, and encourage others to join us as well and in person. Again, we'll have a wonderful time this coming Sunday, and I want you to always remember our sick and shut-in members. Think about them, send them a card, be in touch with them, and pray for them most of all. We are coming together at the close of the month here, and also I wanted to lift up another thing that there will be a joint board meeting on Tuesday, February the 28th at 7 p.m. Again, there's a joint board meeting. It's a call meeting Tuesday, February the 28th at 7 p.m. There will be a link sent out to all the trustees and deacon ministries and coming forward. Also, I would like to express our sympathy to the Johnson and Morgan family, Deacon Joyce Johnson, brother, transitioned on Sunday, Deaconess Joyce Johnson's, and our beloved brother, Milton Morgan. Their brother, James Morgan, transitioned on Sunday, February the 19th. The homegoing service will be on February 25th at Staunton Baptist Church. It's located in Long Island, Virginia. The funeral home is Jeffrey's Funeral Homes, which is in Brookneal, Virginia. And there is information that you can contact the church if you want to contact the family. Again, we want to thank Sister Dryden for that wonderful message tonight. And I would like to open up the lines at this time to allow each and every one of you to make your request known unto God. The line will be open for 20 seconds, and God knows and hears what you have to say. The line will be open at this time.
The
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory because you are the King of Kings and you're the Lord of all. You are worthy of all the praise and worship. We thank you for what you've done in our lives and what you're doing right now. We humbly come before you to just meditate on your word and your promises. Father, you are so awesome. We just delight in your goodness and your mercy. You mean more to us, Father, than anything. In you, we find everything. We even know that no matter whether it's rain or sunshine or whether it's joy or pain, you're always near us, Father, because you said you never leave us or forsake us. You alone are our shield and protection. Your steadfast love has been with us always, Father. We pray that we can teach our children to love the Lord with all their heart and all their soul and all their might. Father, we want you to help us to teach our children that no matter what, all things are possible through Christ. Father, we ask right now that we remember our ancestors who went on before us, who stood up to the injustices that went around the world. And Father, we thank you most of all tonight for the gift of Jesus Christ. We rejoice that you are our creator and the ruler over heaven and earth. We pray the Holy Spirit to enable us to know your will and your way. Father, we praise you, for you have blessed us and delivered us. Forgive us, Father, of any sins or transgressions that we may have done, knowingly or unknowingly done. We ask a special prayer right now, Father, for the bereaved families and our sick and shut-in members. We pray for your loving care and your kindness towards all the members of First Baptist Church, all the visitors on the line. Gracious God, strengthen us for the upward call of Christ Jesus. Bless all the families represented tonight on this prayer service, and bless the First Baptist congregation and the communities that we serve. We need you, Lord, to guide us and to lead us to a better way. Father, unite us to be doers of your words and better stewards of the provisions that you have given us. Touch us as only you can do, Father. We'll be mindful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Keep us, Father, as we magnify your holy and divine name, for it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And all of God's people say,
amen.
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 This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for February 22nd. We thank you for joining us, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made today. If you need additional information, we encourage you to read the Interim Pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.
Everything,
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 everything, God is impossible. Oh, I've got to trust him. Because he will do.
He'll do.
He will do.
He will do.
He will do.
God will do.
He will do.
I said God will do.
But no other power.
No other power.
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 Do with no other power. Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Can do. God.
happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus
was.
Oh, when he
was.
When Jesus
was.
But to see us away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, the happy day.
Try the Lord one day and see what my Father come down and make a way. And I can't help but love God. He's so wonderful. And he's a yes, he is. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And I love God. He's so wonderful.
Thank you. though he knows everything there is to know about you. Thank you.
exist that can thank God sometimes for what did not happen. Y'all feel me on it? Listen, and once he brings you through it, you can say like I say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Thank you so much, First Baptist, for sticking with me. I pray that you have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week, and I look forward to seeing you back on the line next Wednesday by 7 p.m. Take care.